Hiding behind a small storefront in Northeast Los Angeles, there's a whole world of synthesizers. Keyboards upon keyboards stacked from floor to ceiling, and racks of knobs and dials oozing with cables. It's the Vintage Synthesizer Museum, and everything in there actually works.
I feel like this looks like we're in a spaceship.
Let's see.
There are literally four shelves of equipment in front of us, and Alan is twisting. Holy...
We recently met Alan Palomo there. He's the former frontman of the chillwave band Neon Indian. And the day we met, he was sporting a neatly trimmed mustache, green terry cloth shorts, and a shirt with an enchilada recipe on it.
Chopped cooked beef, chicken or turkey, but I've yet to try it. But it looks legit. I'm just giving it a quick glance.
It totally looks like a legit recipe, and I love that it's printed upside down, so all you have to do is look down on your chest and read it right side
up. This
is
my apron in the kitchen. Yeah, exactly.
All right, we'll talk about his taste in fashion some other time, but what we want to talk about now is his decades-long obsession with synthesizers. Because it was obvious, trailing him around the museum, that he is a serious synth scholar. He knows just which knobs to twist, which buttons to tap, to get the right sounds from outer space.
Hello, R2-D2.
Yeah, there you go.
He also made keyboards talk.
Sounding trick, you know, where you can kind of make weird vowel sounds with it. Like a, you know, like a kind of stuff.
And he gave me a drum lesson on the legendary Roland 808 drum machine.
So actually, all right, try.
I want more cowbell.
More cowbell. So just start putting it in random places around the sequence, and that's how you'll, yeah.
I'm punching all the cowbells.
That's awesome. First go, amazing.
There's a synth nerd in me too.
All of the synthesizer knowledge Palomo has, it just melds into gorgeous pop on his new album, World of Hassle. And this album marks a turning point for Palomo. It's the first record he's ever released under his own name.
It's also like such a tried and true 80s male rock cliche to like leave your band in your mid-30s in a crisis to like make a jazz record, you know? It's like Brian Ferry did it, Sting did it.
So this is your jazz record.
Oh, right, yeah, for sure.
Long before Alan Palomo became a fixture of synth-driven pop music a decade ago, he was a kid in Monterrey, Mexico. Then, when he was 5, his parents took him and his brother across the border to Texas, an experience that he sang about in his 2019 track, Toyota Man.
I remember that I didn't understand yet that we were moving there indefinitely. And I remember it was the year The Lion King came out, and I had a bunch of Lion King toys. And I was asking my parents in the backseat, like, did I bring enough for this trip? And they're like, yeah, there's enough. So obviously we got to San Antonio, and then, you know, I saw this empty apartment. It was just dawning on me, like, oh, we've moved here. We're, like, not coming back.
Even from an early age, Palomo was exposed to music. His dad had been a gigging musician in Mexico and put out a couple records in the 80s. And he encouraged Palomo and his brother to take up piano and guitar, along with some other things.
And I remember he was just like, okay, I got it. We'll dress you up as clowns, and you'll play cumbia, and you'll be called the Payasónicos, which is like a pun that means like the sonic clowns.
Sonic clowns never came into fruition, but Palomo says he has tried writing some cumbia music. And on his new album, he sings in his native Spanish more than he ever has on tracks like La Madrileña.
as a songwriter, it's like now another lane in your arsenal of like ways in which you can express yourself. But because I'd always written music in English and hadn't expressed myself in my native tongue, I didn't want to do it as a gimmick. And I really wanted to take the time and wait until I had kind of found my own lyrical style and voice. You know, I started reading a lot of like contemporary Mexican novelists like Fernanda Melchor or Yuri Herrera, and was finding a means of like, you know, okay, what's your prose style in Spanish? Because you haven't really written in Spanish. So once I kind of got comfortable with that, then, you know, you got songs like Nudista Mundial and La Madrileña, and I'm hoping to just kind of start incorporating it more and more. La neblina del tiempo, la vida sigue contándome un cuento,
si la morena que amé. You know, some of your childhood memories on this album feel sort of familiar to me, like hanging out in a shopping mall in the 1990s. I'm talking about the track The Wailing Mall. You mention Rainforest Cafe, Payless. 1994, there was panic at the Payless. A little brown boy led astray. Did you spend a lot of time at the shopping mall when you were growing up in the 90s?
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of like, before we moved, we would go to the U.S. to shop. You know, from Monterrey, that was a very popular thing to do amongst like people in Monterrey. It's like, all right, come Christmas time, you know, maybe you go get, because it was cheaper if you wanted to get like a Super Nintendo or a Sega or something. Like to buy it in Mexico, the taxes were like insane. So we used to drive to the U.S. to get like Christmas gifts. So I think there was this association with the U.S. as like this big mall. When I dream about that mall, I sort of see like the entirety of the United States is this mall that you can't escape the sprawl. Like I got lost in the mall at the Payless Shoes. I lost my parents, and I still haven't left the mall. I'm 35 now. It's like, you know, to me, the idea that it's like they would still be paging my mom like 20 years later. You know, it's just like if he's not picked up in the next hour, he becomes the property of of Payless Shoes, you know, or something. So yeah, there's a bunch of like, it's just a weird soup of like pop culture, Americana in my head. And yeah, the idea that it's all becoming one giant mall and it's becoming like very claustrophobic. And that it does feel that way, you know?
That was musician Alan Palomo. His new album, World of Hassle, is out now. They say the world's in hot water.